This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
You know, there's been an updated report from the EMP Commission, as it's called. I forgot the official name, but they're warning yet again that if there is an EMP attack or a solar flare that has an EMP effect, that basically modern civilization as we know it today will collapse. Now you might say, oh, it sounds like doom porn or something like that. Oh, why are you talking about collapse? Well, it's because everything that keeps our society going is actually contingent upon circuits, you know, circuitry, electronics. And all those electronics have a common vulnerability, which is an electromagnetic pulse, EMP. Which can happen from, you know, a high-altitude nuclear detonation of an EMP weapon, well, essentially a nuclear warhead, or it can happen from a solar flare. And if it does happen, then the complete breakdown of society rapidly ensues. And no one, well, very few people, let's say, are really considering this. Most people, I don't know how insulting I want to sound here on this one, but most people today who live in cities, they don't seem to know how anything works. Now, I'm not saying that that's you. If you're listening to this, you're obviously very well informed. But so many people are not well informed. They don't know how anything works. They think the tap water comes out of the tap by magic. They literally believe in water magic. They don't know where water comes from. And they don't know where things go when they flush them down the toilet. They have no idea. Where does water come from? Where does food come from? Where does electricity come from? And where does all the waste go? They have no clue. They're living in apartments, they're living in homes, they're living in hotels. They have no idea how any of this happens. Most people who live in cities don't have very much in the way of food storage. They live almost day to day, meal to meal sometimes. I always go out to eat, seems, more and more these days. They don't have backup power systems. They don't have backup food, backup water, or even a flashlight, which always strikes me as strange. I always have a flashlight on me at all times as part of my EDC gear, or everyday carry, as it's called. You know, flashlight, knife, multi-tool, Glock 19, whatever, you name it. That's my EDC. But most people don't have that. And so when an EMP weapon comes along, or a solar flare, and all these systems just come crashing down, then the efficiencies that are accomplished by just-in-time delivery systems and advanced logistics and so on, all those efficiencies collapse. And when they collapse, the things in society that create life, that make life sustainable, i.e. food and water and electricity, those things collapse too. And all of a sudden you've got, you know, in America, you've got 300 plus million people, the vast majority of whom live in cities, and the vast majority of whom have no survival skills and think tap water appears by magic. They will be stunned to discover that the tap water no longer works. They'll turn on the faucet, no water comes out. What will they do? They will beat on the faucet. Beat the faucet. Beat the faucet handles, kick the sink, whatever it takes, they will beat their heads against the wall. But water still will not come out of the faucet when there is no electricity because the pumps aren't running. Now, most of these people have never thought about the pumps. What pumps? They've never seen any pumps. They don't know there's pumps, just like they don't know there's a sewer system. They don't know where things go when they flush them down the toilet. But there are pumps, obviously, that provide water pressure, and those pumps are run on electricity. And when the electricity stops, the pumps stop, the water stops. And guess what? When you don't have any water, you can't even flush the toilets. And so people who don't understand this, they will keep using the toilets, and they will try to flush them, and they will flush once because there's water in the tank, right? After that, they won't flush because there's no water coming back in the tank. So now you've got the crappers full of crap. You got the toilets backing up. You have no water. You have no food, really, because now the deliveries to the grocery stores are interrupted, we'll say, or halted altogether. And things just go downhill from there. So this EMP Commission report simply lays this out yet again. And I have to review the details of this year's report, but the report in previous years had estimated that the United States could lose up to 90% of its population in a mass die-off. Yes, a mass die-off. You may say, well, why would everybody die off? Why are 9 out of 10 people dying? Because no food, no water, no emergency services that can be effective, right? The hospitals won't really be functioning, not correctly. The police won't really be functioning, ambulance services. And if you have no food and water in a city like Los Angeles, it basically becomes freaking gang warfare Somalia hellhole overnight. You get gangs running around L.A. as if, I mean, they're doing that every day anyway, but they will expand to the rich neighborhoods, you know, where they normally don't go because there's plenty of cops there. They usually stay in the, you know, the crime-ridden poor neighborhoods, but in a collapse, the gangs will expand their territory. All of a sudden, they'll be out in the rich neighborhoods, beating down doors, you know, breaking in with guns and knives and stealing things and raping people, murdering people, shooting people, whatever the case may be, what things that violent gangs do when they realize that there's no one who can stop them. You see, there's a psychological undercurrent behind all this. You got to realize that most criminals, if they had no limits, if they thought that they could do anything they wanted, they would be out raping and murdering and just causing mayhem right now. The only reason they don't do it is because they think there's a risk that they might be stopped or caught or sent to prison or shot. Because there's cops out there or there's armed homeowners out there. But the minute you take away that perception of risk, bad people, criminals and gangbangers and so on, they will decide to go out and just you know, break into homes and steal and loot and rape and murder and do everything they've been wanting to do this whole time. Commit arson, burn down Whitey's rich McMansion. You know what I mean? They will do that. And that's why you'll have a 90% death rate. And besides, what are you going to do in Los Angeles if you have no water? What are your options? You can't really walk to a watering hole. You know, now there are many places in the country where you can, like in Texas, you can find a pond or you can find a stream, a river. In most parts of Texas, especially East Texas, which has a lot of water, but maybe not West Texas. But in Los Angeles, which is a desert, you don't have water. So what do? Well, I guess everybody raids the local 7-Eleven at first, or the Quickie Mart. And after they raid the Quickie Mart, then what do? Well, they just steal water from other people, which involves a lot of shooting and violence and murder to steal people's, you know, gear. That's what it comes down to. So through starvation and then disease, you get about a 90% death rate. Don't miss the whole disease aspect of this, because disease will kill more people than starvation, actually. You know, you don't have sanitation, you don't have working sewer systems, you don't have antibiotics, and so on. Hospitals are overrun. You get infectious disease and you get cholera. Cholera kills, man. Cholera kills. You got sewage out in the streets and people who can't clean anything. They don't have any soap. They don't have any sterilizing, you know, chemicals, because they didn't stock up on bleach or povidone, iodine, or, you know, other solutions that are antibacterial, so it's not much they can do. They get sick and they die. 90% death rate. So that's the EMP Commission. That's what they're coming to realize. Well, they've realized that for years. So what can you do? Well, this is all about preparedness, obviously. And I'm going to wrap up this podcast, but there are many other podcasts I've posted about preparedness and specific strategies that you can take for survival, including financial survival, by the way. And the short answer to that is physical gold. And safety, survival, and the short answer to that is have a Glock and have some ammo and actually have an AR-15, frankly. And there's other types of survival, medical survival, and the answer to that is, you know, have a herbal medicine chest and the ability to grow other, other natural medicines like oregano and so on. But you better start thinking about survival, because this the possibility of an EMP weapon or natural solar event, you know, it's called space weather. There's weather in space. It's what happens when the sun emits a solar flare. It's called space weather. All these things are happening out there, and they can impact you. They can destroy the underlying infrastructure of modern civilization. So you'd be wise to be aware of that and prepare for that eventuality. That's all I'm saying, really. You can read more about this at, well, emp.news. I've got a website, emp.news, just like it sounds. The posts aren't that frequent there, but it does cover mostly EMP weapons and EMP, you know, events, grid down events, things like that. Or you can read survival.news or gear.news if you want to know about specific survival gear. Or if you want all news on politics and survival and disasters, read newstarget.com. So lots of choices for you there. You know, choices for getting information that can help you stay safe and alive. Keep your family safe during uncertain times, because that's what we're facing right now. So thank you for listening. Hope you stay safe. There's a lot more coming. As long as we're online, we're going to keep publishing information that can help you survive. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, publisher of NewsTarget.com and all those other websites that I mentioned. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.